Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I would just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, the state, and the local communities. Can be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick. I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Your opinion really matters, believe me, ma'am. And all the answers are extremely confidential. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, the U.S. Senate, Congress, and local office on June 2024? Are you almost as certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Okay, here's the problem. They changed our voting district.
Yes.
It used to be in walking distance from my from where I am, and then they changed it somewhere else, and I don't know where it is now, and I don't want to get on a bus to go and vote. So I usually just only vote at the presidential election, and as I said, I never vote at the primary.
Right, but this is just a study. It's just for the sake of a research. Let's say you're able to get it there, like, close by, because I said right now you don't know where they put it, right? So, I know it's still a long way off, so you may be closer to your house. So can I record your answer as are you going to probably vote on the next upcoming elections? Is that correct?
The presidential, yes.
Yep, okay, thank you.
But not the interim,
No, I understand that, okay? Let me move forward, okay? May I please ask your race, just to make sure we're reaching everybody in the community. Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
I'm a white Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Believe me, help us a lot. And yes or no answer. And yes or no. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm required to read verbatim, and believe me, I just got to do it like it is. Now, just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you please tell me just the year when you were born, please? Just a year.
72.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, unfavorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling, okay? And if you have no opinion or never heard of them, please let me know so we can move on. Now, the president, Joe Biden, president of the United States, from 0 to 100, what number would you give him?
Okay, based on what he's done in the past, or like what is this, just how I feel about him?
Yes, how warm and favorable do you feel towards Mr. Joe President, Mr. Joe Biden, the president, from 0 to 100?
Okay, well, I put 70.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And how about Rob Menendez, the congressman and candidate for Congress? How warm and favorable do you feel towards him from 0 to 100?
I don't know him.
Okay, neutral?
Or
neutral,
no opinion? Yeah, neutral.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know him, so neutral or no opinion would be fine, yeah.
Okay, now how about Tammy Murphy, the First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for the U.S. Senate? Do you have any opinion or never heard of it?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. How about Ravi Bala, the mayor of...
I don't know him.
Never heard of him?
Never heard.
Okay, how about Andy King, the South Jersey U.S. congressman and candidate for the U.S. Senate?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
How about Bob Menendez? The U.S. Senator in Canada for the U.S. Senate. How warm and favorable? You never heard of Bob Menendez?
I don't really know any politicians.
No problem. We can move on to different topics. But let me finish this. Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey. Do you have an opinion?
Okay. Murphy.
0 to 100.
60.
Okay. And how about Stephen? Fulop, the mayor of New Jersey City. Stephen Fulop, the mayor?
Oh, Fulop, 100. I love him. He's
100?
Awesome.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, 100.
Okay, I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. When you hear the name of Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? I know you never heard of him, but, you know, never heard of him? You have no opinion at all of Mr. Rob Menendez?
Never heard of him.
Okay, so you had nothing that comes into your mind when you hear that name, right?
No, besides that, it's a Hispanic name, nothing else.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job that Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? He's the member of Congress representing New Jersey. Now, would you say you disapprove or approve the job he's doing as a member of Congress?
Know.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't really heard anything what he's done. So.
Understood, ma'am. We can move on. Now, let me just one second, okay? If the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy and Patricia Campos Medina and Andy Kim and Bob Menendez, from who would you vote if you have to choose today?
If I had to choose Murphy, because I don't know the others.
Understood, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez and Kyle Jaci and Ravi Bala, for who would you vote?
None. I don't know any of them.
Any of them? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, moving on. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you have to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Rob Menendez, Kyle Jaci, or Ravi Bala? Or still on the side?
Stop it. No, I don't know. I don't know them.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Have you heard anything? A lot? Some? Not too much or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Now, how closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not closely at all.
Thank you, ma'am. And I know you're telling me you don't know the person, but I'm required to report better on a camera. By no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence. But please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Mr. Congressman Rob Menendez. Here's the first statement, okay, ma'am? Now, Congressman Rob Menendez, Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Now, would you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, what did his father do? I mean, I don't know.
See, I'm required to, but let's say for the sake of argument that someone is being punished.
He did something bad? Yeah. He's being punished for his father's act?
Exactly.
So,
do you think that he should be punished for his father's action or not?
Well, not. No.
Okay. So do you strongly disagree with that or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
My son is talking
tonight. No, and I appreciate you guys helping me. Believe me, your opinion is matters, ma'am. Okay.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I strongly disagree that he should be punished
for his father's action. Okay. The next one. This is the next statement. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Now, will you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. And Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Just somewhat, because I don't know what's going on here.
Understood. But this is going to, spark your interest and find out, because he's your congressman. He's the one representing New Jersey, Now, Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is the Senator Bob Menendez's son. Now, will you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. And Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Now, do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, we're almost done. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And then I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, if neither is, even if neither is exactly right. Okay, ma'am? Now, a critic, here's the first one from critics. A critic of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors. Senator Menendez delivered bread to those countries using his influence. Now, they say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they add their only public office to enrich themselves. Now, the supporters, on the other hand, says that Congressman Rob Menendez said that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. And they say that he appears, they say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he's absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. Now, they say there had never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it will be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say that it is unreasonable to ask a son to come up publicly condemn his own father. Now, does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right, man? Which one would be the critics or the supporters' statement that you lean or do you agree to?
Who's the supporters or who else?
Oh, the critics.
The supporters.
Okay, so what? Closer to your opinion or much closer to your opinion?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, I'm going to read you some more statements.
Okay, how much more? Because I'm at Costco, so
okay,
I really
2 minutes.
Go.
1 minute, so okay. I can use the ones that you have already gave me. Now, I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view. Here's the first one. The critics say Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that he's wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and the Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, the supporters say the Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as the Mayor Barat. Brian Stack increased bold wage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking family, because his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitments to take on the right-wing extremists. Now, that the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement for the supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, if neither is exactly right.
Supporters.
The supporters somewhat or much closer?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, real quick, ma'am, I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or a little more likely, or not at all likely to support the candidate for Congress. Here's the first one. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Now, is that statement will make you to vote for him much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
A little more likely.
A little more likely. Here's the next one. Hey, Bogan, Mayor de Ravi Bala, a 15-year record of public service. He has never been handed a thing, which is rising inequality and rising sea levels. Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous, and he believes that healthcare is a human right. Using as human right, reproductive rights, our human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge that we can and must meet. Is that statement what makes you to vote for Mr. Ravi Bala much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he's fighting for migrant communities across the country. Is that statement what makes you to vote for Mr. Menendez much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
A little more likely.
Okay, and Rob Menendez is a top priority, is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for even for over 1,100 constituents of their families in his fifth year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make a neighborhood safer and more liable. Now, Rob and his wife is raising the two young children here, and that's why Rob gets our life, the challenge we face every day, and when he, and that's why he's ready to meet this moment. Is that statement would make you to vote with Mr. Rob Menendez much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
A little more likely.
Okay, and the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting into Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making a quality public transportation more accessible. Much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all for you to vote him?
Someone more likely.
And Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to vote.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, here's the last one. Rob Menendez is fighting against the extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Now, is that statement much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to vote for him?
Not likely at all.
Not likely at all? Thank you, ma'am. And let's finish this up, okay? Now, after hearing some more of the information, let me ask you again.
Okay, I really have to go, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
One more question, and then
okay.
I'm hanging
up. After hearing some more information, let me ask you once again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Gacy, and Ravi Bala, for who would you vote?
I don't know.
It's still
undecided.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
Like I said, I don't vote. I don't vote in the...
For the Democrats, just on the presidential. Okay, thank you for your patience.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye.
Very kind of you. Bye-bye.